don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just do rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three, rule three, rule three. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I am too legit, sitting to my left when he wants to.
Big Shot in the building.
When he can be here.
It's been tough, man. Mondays suck for me. All the time. All the freaking time.
And then, across on the boards, the cowboy loving.
Super fly flying.
Just gave his Super Bowl prediction. Can you want to give a score?
Not yet.
That's why we're a little off our rocker, because
my man
just came out of nowhere.
They're going to win the Super Bowl. You know, when you got a bunch of haters in the room, as we have, you know, I got to start swinging.
You know what's funny? Hey, I actually like the Cowboys.
I know.
But you know what?
I just
love
messing anyway, with you. Of course, I am Rocky. Welcome to the show. You know, Mr. Legit over here likes to get things stirred up before we start the show today.
Right before we hit the record button.
But at least everybody is here. We can have a good show. We got a big game tonight, college football championship. So we'll go ahead and get into the show so we can get home and watch the game. Let's go into... You two having a side show?
We
were just reading something that came up on ESPN.com, how right. Gus Malzahn, the coach of Auburn, likes the Tigers. Like, ain't no damn way a coach of Auburn is going to pick Alabama to win anything.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened to all of this where it's my conference? You got to go with them.
Who said I said that?
You said that.
Auburn and Alabama don't say that.
But come on, Auburn ain't going to say...
NC State fan ain't cheering for Clemson.
Look, I discredited your rivalry between NC State and Clemson.
It is a rivalry.
Like, Auburn and Alabama, we know. That's probably, behind Duke and Carolina basketball, the most hated rivalry in sports.
I don't know. Florida State, Miami, dude.
That's a pretty hated one, too. But it's definitely up there. Like, it's one of those top five hated
Florida
rivalries.
State, Florida State, Miami.
Used to be. Not anymore, dude.
We crush them now. But it's always
not
hot.
No, the 80s, there's no doubt. 90s. Bobby Bowden, Deion Sanders, you know, okay, 90s, yeah, 80s and 90s. But it ain't been the same since the 90s.
We know the Iron Bowl. Like, these two schools despise each other. So ain't no way Gus Malzahn going to say, yeah, Alabama's going to roll Tide tonight.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Washington made the championship game, Washington State fans ain't going to be like, yeah, I want Washington to win.
Exactly.
You just don't do it when it's your rival. I mean, it's just like when Carolina Duke's in the championship game of the tournament. I'm not like, hey, look,
Roy be rooting for Coach K?
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He does not, dude. Come on.
He loves Coach K, man.
It's a rivalry, man. You can't just say, hey, letting him have it. I don't know.
I love how that went on me. Look. Chris Lowe tweeted that out. Not me. I was just reading it.
We were reading from the staff writer.
But, no, it makes sense. Of course he's going
with
Clemson.
Sure, of course.
He should go with Clemson. I mean, do you know how he'd be crucified?
I mean, that's a real rivalry, though.
If he went with Alabama, you know how many people
would
Auburn?
He wouldn't be able to go home.
Right.
They would have burned his house down.
He wouldn't be able to go to that Waffle House he goes to after every game. He'd be done.
You know.
He'd be like Beckham Jr. in Miami.
Oh, I drive by that Waffle House down the street every time I come here.
You think
and
about it, don't
every
you?
Time I just want to stop in and be like, let me get that all-star breakfast.
You know, every time me and my buddy would go by to go get lunch, we're like, oh yeah, there is a Waffle House here. I keep forgetting. But I can't go there and eat lunch or
oh
breakfast.
I can.
I gotta go there like at 2 a.m
right when I'm
like,
drunk and
right
like I y'all open let's yeah. go can
they
I get a pork chop
open.
Plate
Oof. No I can't do
tell you go there for lunch get you a get you like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich because it's so greasy and nasty, it might as well just be lunch. It's delicious.
The Waffle House, an unofficial sponsor of the Rule of Three.
Bingo.
Well, hey, we went from Waffle House to Cody Zeller Waffle House. I'm good.
And Smoke Barbecue out in Stonecrest. Love them.
Oh, yeah.
Love
that
them.
Is great,
go
man.
Have some of that.
That is great
please.
Barbecue.
Are we going to talk
Queen
about
Queen City Q or Max? Yeah, let's get into it.
We are derailed 2 minutes into the show.
It's the Roar 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
You like that, Kirk Cousins? On, he's man, over there shaking his great. Head. He's just getting it in.
Yeah, you Kirk know, Cousins.
That is just that song. We're talking about food, man. Hey, you see what you did? It's your fault. I'm
throw
just letting
off.
You know.
Just go to
it's
Waffle
your
House
fault.
After
you're
this.
The one sitting here talking.
Waffle House got a TV to go national championship game on? Because I'll eat a waffle and watch the national championship game.
Where you at? I'm
at the Waffle House.
Still.
The hell you at the Waffle still. House for?
All right. Y'all got any heroes of the weekend?
Oh, you want me to start?
I'm true and nice, so yeah.
Let's go with Aaron Rodgers. Why not? What, four or five TD passes yesterday?
Four. He should have five.
300-plus yards. The Hail Mary pass right before halftime. And when DRC went out the game, sorry, Wade, he picked on you immediately and every time you were on the field. Like, Aaron Rodgers, that's a bad man. Took four or five early sacks, came out, lit the Giants up, man.
I got two heroes of the week. Two. I got Le'Veon Bell. And I got Thomas Rawls, man. And, you know, to see how if they can run the ball like that, they do have a chance to keep up with Atlanta if their defense plays well. But if they can run, if they can keep running the ball like they have been with Thomas Rawls, whoo, watch out.
I will tell you, if they – the linebacking core, KJ Wright and
Bobby Wagner,
they're great. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially Wagner.
Yeah, Wagner's probably the best middle linebacker in the game.
Right. I mean –
Boy, Luke.
He's one of the best inside linebackers.
When Luke's healthy, yeah.
When Luke,
but Wagner gonna be there every week,
right?
Yeah.
Wagner, Keekly, and Sean Lee. That's three of the best middle.
And when Sean Lee healthy, hell yeah, you see what he's done for
Dallas. I didn't know Sean Lee was a middle linebacker. I thought he was like I probably played the outside linebacker.
They moved him back in.
Oh,
but timeout. They actually because when they do the nickel 3-2-5, where it's two linebackers, he plays the middle,
okay.
And that's where we usually play him now.
I thought he played outside. Now
yeah,
I know.
We're moving back in. I know. Well, now you got
hey,
some
Ryan
Cowboy
Shazier,
love.
He's a good middle linebacker, too.
He is good. We'll have to do that 1 week. Top
linebackers.
Yeah.
But, no, that's a good one. I can see them. We'll get into that game. You got any more? Was that it?
That's all I got.
All right. I got I was going to do Rawls. You got it. WWE Finn Balor helps starstruck young fan ask a question, a heartwarming moment on a video. It's on our Facebook page. So
nice.
2017 college football players Hall of Fame class. Steve Spurrier is the fourth ever to go in as coach and player.
The Spurrier. They had an Adrian Peterson nominee from a Georgia Southern. I was like, are y'all sure? That's y'all talking about the right Adrian Peterson? Am I lost? Have you heard of Adrian Peterson from Georgia Southern?
I'm confused. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like College Football Hall of Fame was announced today.
No, I got that. I got you. I got
like Adrian, one of what? The nominees was Adrian Peterson, Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because I saw Matt Leinart, right?
Oh, did Matt Leinart get in?
I saw a few more names I recognized from I'm like the early 2000s. But Steve, then I saw Adrian Peterson from Georgia Southern. I was like, what the?
Peyton Manning, of course, okay. Went in. So, which is funny, he goes in the same time as Spurrier. Yeah, could never beat him. Another one was Danny Ford, which is funny because that's the last time Clemson won a national title. Yep. Was 81. He's the coach. Peyton Manning, Matt Leinart. I'm trying to see if there's any big. I mean, there's
Travis E. Reggie Bush can't get in.
Reggie Bush?
Yeah. He definitely deserves a place there because of the what was it, transmission?
Yeah. Wide receiver Kirk Gibson, Michigan State. I didn't know Gibson. Brian Urlacher from New Mexico when he played. Let me see. Dak Gwynn, Texas A&M. He played for the Cowboys for a while, so I know Dak Gwynn. I remember that name. But that's all the people that went into Hall of Fame.
No Knowles. Makes me sad.
Dude, they're already in there. How many more you need?
All of them.
All right.
Don't worry. Dalvin Cook, Jameis Winston,
And then I have to, you know, I know you said Aaron Rodgers, but the Packers, Randall Cobb, just the way that team played Saturday.
Yeah, Randall Cobb, where was that crap all year when you were sitting on my fantasy team, you loser?
With a hurt ankle. I can't play. Let's show up yesterday, him and Devontae Adams.
Three touchdowns.
So now we did Heroes of the Weekend. Let's go to Zeros of the Weekend. I've got a couple. NC State for their game against UNC. Come on, man. 107-56.
They weren't ready for Dennis the pressure Smith, UNC was going to put
Dennis
on
Dennis Smith Jr., three fouls in the first 10 minutes.
That third foul, though, was bogus. That was such a bogus call, man. But this is a wake-up call for Dennis Smith. Like, when you play these upper echelon teams, they going at you hard because you got the name. And mm-hmm. I'm surprised he came out so slack against Joel Berry, one of the best guards in the country. I thought he would come out with his hair on fire to show him up. And
he should
just
have.
Did not play.
But the game was awful, man. And trying to watch both of them games was terrible. Switching back from that and the Pittsburgh game was just.
It was fun watching that Florida State game whoop up on Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
And we got Duke tomorrow.
We'll talk about it. We'll get into that.
Number 12 ranked Florida State. Their basketball team is really good. Have they moved up more?
They're up eight against six now.
You know, for me, it's OBJ and the wide receiver core for the New York Giants. You go to Miami, you party, you got to play the game. You can't have five drop passes as a unit. That's ridiculous. And three of them were touchdown passes. And one of them was on a crucial third down when you were wide open, when you were down, what, 18 at this point. Y'all are trying to get back in the game, and you drop another pass. That's ridiculous.
Four Beckham Jr. drops in that game. So, and don't tell me they were bad passes or anything. He makes the one-hand catch. He should catch it.
The ball hits you on your damn hands as a professional? That's a catch. That is a freaking catch.
Shepard dropped some bad ones. He had two big drops. The whole wide receiving corps.
It was all. Only good receiver that showed up was King, and yeah, I ain't never heard of this King. Dude until yesterday.
He had a touchdown against the Redskins a couple weeks ago.
Actually, he's been on the Panthers practice squad a lot. He played for us in the preseason.
Did he?
Figures.
Yep. Couldn't catch. We never played, though. For me, Zero to Weekend goes to Jim Irsay. Man,
he loves Chuck Pagano, though.
Chuck Pagano, and who's the GM?
Ryan Grigson.
I know y'all are workout buddies, and y'all are homies, and y'all are probably popping them prescription pills together in your car, you know. But, geez Louise, man, they suck. He can't draft. Pagano can't coach. Like, I'm sorry, I get it, Pagano. You got sick. You good story. You know, stay healthy.
Chuck's strong, man.
But you suck.
You are wasting Andrew Luck.
You are.
You're wasting one of the best quarterbacks right now.
Call up Bill Polian. Get him to come back.
Just call somebody because they need a lot of help.
I tell you who they
should
get.
Your ass better call somebody.
I tell you right now who they should get. They should go and get rid of Gregson and go to ESPN and get Lewis.
Dude.
Get Lewis.
Lou Reed is out there in San Francisco. I think
he's
going to
get
the job.
No, he probably.
Because nobody wants it.
No, I know. Well, he's already got a plan because him and Josh are going to go in there together.
And they understand they have tons of cap room. McDaniels. They're thinking McDaniels is going to come to San Francisco, come to the West Coast.
He will.
Miss that.
He will. He'll go. I think he should go to Indy and take over Indy because he will refill.
You need to find a coach that can play complimentary football, who can coach complimentary football, because that's what's winning in today's NFL.
After last year, he should have got fired after the New England game that they had.
Sure.
A couple more zeros I had. Raiders wide receivers for their drops. Oh, my God, Michael Crabtree. Where the hell did you go Saturday night?
Man,
he went to the bench and Holmes came in and started playing.
Same thing with Cooper. He was dropping. Every one of them.
Crabtree is known for drops other than this last year. Like, that's what he does is drop the football.
He had 11 drops this year, like 8 on target drops, which is like the most in the NFL.
And the Raiders defense. Khalil Mack, you're supposed to be the defensive player of the year. Zero sacks. Zero. Never got any pressure. Never.
They had a great game plan for Khalil. Unfortunately for Khalil, he has nobody that got his back.
Bruce Irvin's over here.
He's sometime player.
No, but my point is, when you're quarterback, when you're out the first two quarterbacks, your defense needs to step up, especially when you're playing Brock Osweiler. So, you know, actually you could give him a hero of the weekend.
You give Jadeveon Clowney a hero of the weekend. He set the tone of that game right there.
Right off the bat.
Three screen passes in the first
And one, he broke up all three of them. One he intercepted and could have took to the house.
I know.
Like, JD is playing right now, man.
The officiating in the Seahawks game, game-changing calls, man. Absolutely horrible. I don't like to say officiating affects the game, but, dude, it changed the momentum in that game.
And like we were talking about pre-show, we understand Microsoft is an official sponsor of the NFL, but do you have to help out their damn football team, too? Jesus.
That's the reason I don't want to get any farther than they did. And then Libet jumping over the Dolphins, jumping over the line in the Steelers game the first down.
I don't think he's a zero for that. That man was trying to make a play, okay?
He just missed it.
Okay, mistimed it. But if he didn't and he blocks that kick and it gets returned, that's a totally different ball game.
But you better time it better.
Hey, you know what?
Right now you're getting a zero.
Hey, go back to Hero of the Week. Man, James Harrison. Woo!
Okay, here's what I want to ask y'all two this question. Who is more impressive, Tom Brady at 39 or James Harrison at 36? Playing linebacker.
James Harrison.
It's James Harrison because he's still doing it at a high
level.
He's
running down young running backs and young quarterbacks. Brady been in this system forever. Like, this is Brady's offense. He don't have to change much. The pieces may change, but they all have to adapt to Tom Brady. Like, James Harrison got to go chase after – who was he chasing after yesterday? Jay Ajayi?
And then he came from behind and got Matt Moore, man. And the way he just – that's veteran, though, man. He knew exactly where to put his hand, got that ball out. Because if they score right there, that's a totally different
game. It's a totally different game right before the halftime, too.
Even if they just would have kicked the field goal.
And then two other ones real fast. Beckham Jr. for punching a hole in the wall after the game.
Can we get off Odell now?
Can we move on? No, I wasn't done yet.
What would have topped the cake was if he would have broke his damn hand.
Listen, man. No, I'm not done yet. Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, remember in the playoffs he punched that fire extinguisher, cut his hand up. Come on,
idiot.
Now.
That's
Listen,
right.
Listen, I'm gonna give you a public service announcement real fast. Hey, listen, you get your rant. I'll get my minute. All right. So there you go. What I was gonna say, Beckham
my
Jr.,
rant is a special segment. Okay.
Beckham Jr. What bothers me about you? You're a young kid. You could be the best receiver to probably play this game, and you do these stupid crap. That is the reason you will not be the best receiver in this game. Stop doing the stupid. Hitting the wall because you're mad you lost the game. You don't think 53 other guys were mad? 52 other guys weren't mad? You don't see them punching the wall. Just like what happened to Cam Newton last year. Everybody's hating on him. Now, come on, man. You're wasting away. All right, going to the last one. A fan makes a really bad throw that hits a spectator in a one-man contest on ESPN College Football Game Day pre-show. In case y'all didn't see it, it is on our Facebook page. He threw it and hit the guy right in the face. It's over here. I'll show it to you.
No, you're good, man. Your computer just changed to Spanish out of nowhere, and we're just like, no habla español. I got nothing.
What the heck?
That was ESPN Deportes.
No,
now it's the main page.
Is it back on?
No, it's still in Spanish.
All right,
Into Vida to the Corolla. I got nothing.
Well, there's our zeros of the weekend. I guess I'm going to go ahead and add my computer to that list. real fast so we can move on. Coaching hiring. Jags hired Tom Coughlin as football operations VP. Doug Marrone is new head coach. And give the GM a 2-year extension. Thoughts?
I'd like somebody younger. I'd like a younger coach. I've got myself as like this weird pseudo Jags fan where like I really want them to be good. I really want the Jags to be good. I'm just not a huge fan of this hire, man. I'm just not. I mean, I could be wrong. Doug Marrone, prove me wrong, man. I don't know.
The last time Buffalo had a winning season, he was the coach. So
that's true.
He might can turn this program around. Somebody needs to do something for Jacksonville. They are in a winnable division. They have the talent to win now, man.
Yep. They got to get it together. Oh, no. Is that the only coach that was hired this week?
So far.
Like,
the Jags acted too quickly, though, man. They should have waited a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it a bad time? Because don't forget, the Senior Bowl is coming up in a couple weeks. You kind of – Lewis Riddick talked about it today. You want to start getting your coaches in place, your GM, you want to get everybody on the same page to go into the Senior Bowl. I think with Tom Coughlin as the VP operations, I don't think it's a bad move, man.
Nope.
I mean, because think about it. If you don't get your number one candidates, who you going to get?
Yeah, you're going to get the bottom of the barrel. You're right. Going to end up hiring, like, Mike Shula.
Mike Shula. Please don't do that. Mike Shula. Please don't do that.
I mean, they could have got Sean McDermott. He's still available. He's out there right now. Good defensive coordinator.
All right, so let's move on to the review of the wild card weekend, starting with the first game.
The Texans beat the Raiders. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Okay. Texans beat the Raiders. I just want to make sure that's where you're going. I didn't know if you read notes or not.
I watched them all.
Well, I might have a method to my madness.
You might. But you was looking at a computer. I was backing you up, dog.
Go ahead, then. Take it away there.
All right.
Sonny boy.
The Texans beat the Raiders, led by Connor Cook, who threw one touchdown and three interceptions. What do you go, like 15 for 45 or something crazy
Some terrible stats that he shouldn't have.
But you know what? Brock Osweiler played well, surprisingly.
Very surprising.
Well, he played a weak Raider defense, so.
Yeah, but he plays in the AFC South. He plays a lot of weak defenses, and he's looked like butthole all year. So.
True that.
I mean, lucky
his defense showed up and helped get them a lead early, and then all the pressure was off. It was no pressure on him for having to go out and score.
Yeah. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney made that game, though.
He definitely
he showed – finally, he shows why he was the first pick in the draft.
I mean, for me, he's the comeback player of the year.
I tell you what.
You know what? That's a good pick.
What impressed me about the Texans was the cornerbacks. Now, I mean, I know they're playing Cook.
That's the strength of their team, though.
Their secondary.
It's John Gruden kept saying that.
Well, it's hard to judge them when they play against a bad division. When you play in a bad division, your defense is going to be bloated. They have a number one defense for a reason.
Yeah.
They play in the AFC South.
But they do play Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck has regressed the last couple of years, like we talked about. Blake Bortles has regressed. Marcus Mariota's had a great season, but, you know, then he got injured.
Broke his damn leg.
So, let's see what they do this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the big stepping stone for that defense.
They
are going to get lit up in the secondary, I'm telling you.
Let's bring it to reality. I think Brady has only lost one divisional round game his entire career. He does not lose in the divisional round.
And then he gets a bye week. He gets a bye week again this week. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's the AFC Championship game when you may get a good Tom or you may not get a not-so-good Tom.
Yeah, we'll get into that game. But going back to the Texans-Raiders game, they had the chance to do it, but they never could put together a drive. Special teams played good for them, put them in good field position. Mark, I'm telling you, the curse, Kardashian curse, strikes again. Old King, the punter.
Marquette King.
I'm telling you, once again.
Is he dating a Kardashian?
Yeah, Kim.
Kim is married to Kanye West.
No, they filed for divorce.
They ain't filing for no divorce. They just posted a snap of them.
That's what I heard, an island somewhere. That's the rumor. That's the rumor anyway. So anyway,
she not going nowhere. She don't want this to look bad on her face again.
And if Kim K is leaving Kanye West, she ain't dating the punter for the Oakland Raiders.
Come on, man.
Sorry, dog. You're the coolest punter in the league. Don't get me wrong. When you're punting, I think it's awesome. He's awesome. I love watching him celebrate like punting is the biggest thing he can do in your life. But Kim Kardashian ain't dating the punter for the Oakland Raiders.
Especially when she makes way more money than what this guy makes. Tons more money.
Going from this game, let's go to the Steelers beat the Dolphins 30-12. Le'Veon Bell set Steelers record for rushing yards in a game. Thoughts on the game?
Miami just came out flat, man. They got smacked early. Antonio Brown, two straight possessions, two long touchdowns. The game was over.
That was 62-55.
I think that was it. Honestly, I just think that was it, man. They just came out and hit them two big plays right off the bat, and you're like, dang, we're down 14-0.
It's over with
like 9 minutes left in the first quarter. Like, this sucks.
Our whole game plan of running the ball and trying to be time of possession and run good play action and hopefully complete some passes.
And then the Steelers have a drive where they run Le'Veon Bell every single play and score a touchdown. It's crazy.
They put it on Miami.
Yeah,
they put it on Miami.
They hit them hard. And that was the end
but
of it.
But Miami, for Miami's sake, they had a good season. I didn't pick y'all fools to go to play. I didn't pick y'all to win five games with that quarterback you got down there.
I didn't either.
I figured y'all win 9, 10. I mean, the defensive line is that good.
But the quarterback is that bad.
Right. No, I agree. A lot of it helped Jay Ajayi stepping up this year. And Jarvis Landry had an outstanding season again. Dude, he is a really good player. The problem is Matt Moore wasn't that bad. Matt Moore was actually 27 of 30. He had the highest 81% completion rate.
It's just when they get a drive going, fumble.
Yeah.
Fumble.
I just don't think that they have playmakers. Like Ajayi, he's a good serviceable back.
Landry's a slot receiver.
Yeah, Landry's like a good possession receiver. Parker, he's not over. They don't have an over-the-top guy. They don't have a playmaker.
Kenny Stills is too inconsistent.
That's the thing. If that man didn't drop every, you know, if he caught more than every third or fourth ball that was thrown to him.
And I thought they should have went with Sims more, man. The big tight end over the middle, take advantage of his size and his athleticism. Like, that's a big dude.
That's very true. But anyway, it wasn't even close. Steelers, you know, blew them out.
None of these games were close.
No, they weren't. Seahawks beating Lions 26-6. Rawls had over 150. Rushing Lions penalties costing them the game and bad play calling. Why, to me, I would have spread them out and tried to pass the ball. That was the only way you were going to beat the Seahawks. Because you kept running it. You kept throwing these short passes. Then when they would catch something, bad penalty. Anquan Boldin, somebody's offsides on line.
Marvin Jones with a drop. Golden Tate with a drop.
It's like every time you turn around, just, you know, and they stayed in the game until the third quarter.
For me, the Lions overachieved this season, man. Yeah. I looked at the Lions. You look at their roster. They don't have any talent.
I think I said 5 or 6 wins.
They got the talent.
And they made the playoffs. They had a chance to be the second seed in the NFC if they didn't, you know, lose their last 3 or 4 games down the stretch.
For losing Megatron, for the way Eric Ebron, I think, stepped up big this year. He had a really good year for them.
He was healthy.
He did have a bad game. He had a couple drops. That was the other problem. But for what they did overachieve this year.
Think about this whole playoffs, especially just this first weekend, injury to quarterback really played a factor, man. You look at Matthew Stafford's finger. I don't care what you say. Matthew Stafford doesn't throw inaccurate balls like he did in the past couple weeks. That finger was bothering him. You look at Derek Carr.
He didn't look that bad in this game,
though. Didn't. But
I mean, because he made passes, and they dropped him.
Yeah, his wide receivers let him down for sure, but he wasn't as accurate as he usually is. You look at Derek Carr. He was out. And then even – like, the Titans had a chance. They lost their quarterback right at the end.
If you're Detroit, go get a damn running back. Move up in the draft and get Leonard Fournette. Please move up in the draft and get somebody that can play.
Man, how great would it be to watch Adrian Peterson and Leonard Fournette go at it twice a year?
That's what I'm saying. Think about him in Detroit. I mean, if he stays healthy, Fournette, they need a running back to go with him. Zach Zinner. I like ZZ, by the way. I love Zach Zinner, the best white running back in football.
Probably. Woodhead.
Yeah, Danny Woodhead is the best.
No, Zach Zinner.
No,
right now.
Danny Woodhead.
Woodhead's, running back, I would say Zach Zinner's better than Woodhead. Woodhead's a better receiver.
Okay, so Danny Woodhead's run start 1 yard and about 5 yards to the left.
he had 30, 40 yards rushing against him on 7 carries. He didn't have that many yards.
And he was
rushing.
Impressive. We were texting, and I was like, man.
Zach Zinner, man. Keeping
the only offense they had at one point.
Yeah, it was sad. And, of course, Packers beat the Giants 38-13. We already pretty much talked about this.
We get it. Odell Beckham sucks.
He doesn't suck. Dude, those wide receivers, they're 3 of the most talented receivers in the game. Sure. 3 of the most.
Sure are.
And they just – all the drops you had. Eli was on, by the way. Eli passes with dead on. They just let him down. And then the defense – you know, I talked about it before. The defense. Once DRC went out after halftime, the Packers made an adjustment. Said, we're going to attack. Who's the guy they
attacked?
Wade.
Wade.
They attacked
D. Wade, your cousin. Is that your cousin?
Wade got tore up. So did Landon Collins. They couldn't.
Oh, 2 of those score drives, all you see is Wade laying on his stomach, not able to make a tackle or anything.
Now, the Packers' offensive line is the number one rated pass blocking offensive line in the game.
Oh, yeah. You see the time Aaron Rodgers gets back there. He's going to get that time again this weekend.
If you get almost almost nine seconds against a offense, you're not going to be able to hold them forever.
Jordan Nelson fractured his ribs.
Yeah, I was getting ready to share that story.
Two fractured ribs.
They said it would be a incredible effort to play against the Cowboys.
So, no, he's not going to play.
No, he's not.
And that hurts big time.
Yeah.
And he's somebody terrible. I haven't heard what's going on with Ty Montgomery. You know he hurt his knee a little bit.
I didn't know that at all.
He got his knee twisted up near the end of the game.
They said he will play from what I heard. But honestly, if I'm playing anybody, Christian Michael. If you watch the game against the Giants, when he came in, he gave them a boost.
I just don't think he knows the offense that well.
No, but if you get him to, you know, we'll
just
see.
Just have a few runs. Yeah. We know the Packers are going to win on the arm of A-Rod.
Yeah. Moving on, let's go into – do you want to do your questions?
Yeah, let's
– how long would – is this going to be a – you got how many questions you got?
It might take a little bit. Let's do the next show. Let's go ahead, go to break, and we'll do it next episode. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
All right. So that is going to do it for this episode of Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Too Legit.
I'm Big Shot.
And I'm Rocky, and you catch us everywhere.
Good day.